We continue here on WGN. Andy Mazur joined by play-by-play man Brian Anderson. You may know him from the Brewers and now from TBS, and he'll be calling the playoffs coming up on Saturday. He'll be in Atlanta to find the Braves taking on the Phillies. BA, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much. And what do you thought of the playoffs so far to this point?
Well, it all ended in sweep. The brooms were out for the wild card series. So that's I'm not sure that's exactly what baseball was hoping for. That means Thursday is a dark day here for baseball, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in the sports world. So not the worst thing. Looks like the Phillies are impressive. The Diamondbacks are kind of back to what they were early in the season, which is going to make for a great series. The other half of our bracket, we have the National League this year on TBS. So Bob Costas and Ron Darling will have the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. And I'm really happy for the Rangers. The Texas Rangers, my brother is still a scout with them, so they kind of had a little bit of a rough finish, and to be able to get into the division series is great for them. And of course, the Twins snapping their long, not just losing streak, but series losing streak. So all good. I think it's going to be a great LDS round, both in the American League and National League.
Yeah, probably not what baseball wanted, as you pointed out, the sweeps, but you know, the stories are so good this year. And there's some new blood in there. I think it's really piqued the interest of just the casual fan as well when you talk about the Twins and the Rangers and things of that nature, as well as even the Marlins getting in at that point. And I think people were getting kind of sick and tired of the same old with the Red Sox and the Yankees and the Cardinals, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that for sure. And all those teams were major surprises this year on the wrong side of surprise. So I think it is good. I mean, it's still a big market, small market league. There's no question about that. But the extra wild card spot does open the door for a lot of the small markets. The Brewers have been to the postseason 5 of the last 6 years. They haven't been able to really advance like they'd hope, but at least they're getting there. So more fan bases are in the fight. And, I love the rule changes in baseball. That's been really good. And they're continuing that in the postseason. I think of the 4 wild card series games, so the 8 games, I think average game time was around 240, 250, something like that. So down significantly from the 320 that we usually get in the playoffs with the longer commercial breaks, which is our fault on television. So baseball's been, it's had a nice little uptick. The games are more manageable, digestible, I think, for an audience. Obviously, the reach is bigger and going to be getting a lot bigger once the blackouts go away, hopefully soon. Ratings are up everywhere and, pretty much everywhere. So that's a good sign. I think baseball's pretty healthy. It's still a regional sport. Like, it's still, a very strong regional sport. It doesn't show so well on a national level, but in the individual regions, and, no better fan base than in Chicago with the White Sox and the Cubs. So I think it's in a pretty good place right now.
Let's talk about those rule changes real quick and how it affects you as a broadcaster as well, because I'd imagine now time in between pitches is so quick now. You don't have a lot of time to get a story in there, do you?
No, it's a little different, but it's a good different, and I don't mind it. I'm not so attached to my stories that it's disruptive. I know it has been for some of the older guys, but it's probably back to a normal pace that what if you're around long enough, if you're Bob Uecker, it kind of feels like the way you call games in the 80s and 90s. So that's been no problem for those guys. It's kind of my generation that's had to really change how we do things. And I'm all for it. I do the NBA and I love that pace. It's not NBA pace, but it doesn't have to disrupt what you do and how you do it. You just have to be a little bit quicker. And I think all those, that storytelling era, at least the way we knew it, or I knew it in the last 5-6 years, there's just been so many commas in those because the game just took forever. And it was such a burden to keep the game entertaining. And that's probably unfair. And, we were charged with that task for a lot of years, keep the game entertaining, even though the game wasn't entertaining. So, the old, lemons to lemonade argument. So I think we've got lemonade to start with now, and that makes it for a sweeter lemonade, which I think is really a blessing for all of us. I'm happy to cut those stories out, or at least do them a little quicker, so as long as we get to break. Really, the biggest challenge is getting to commercial. So there could be so much drama at the end of an inning with some kind of potential challenge, you know, replays that we want to show on television. But man, that clock starts. So yeah, it's really important that we go to break so we don't miss the pitches coming around on the back end when we finish the commercial break. So that would be probably the major adjustment, but I'm all for it. I think the game's way better in a way better place. And I think more changes to the rules are coming.
Brian Anderson of the Milwaukee Brewers, also of TBS, will be calling the Phillies and the Braves coming up over the weekend on TBS. You know, you mentioned the fan base here in Chicago. Of course, one team was up and one team was way down, but you got a better chance to see some of the stuff that the Cubs were doing. What did you think of this year for them, and what do you think in the future here?
Yeah, no, it was a disappointing finish for the Cubs, and you know, they kind of changed expectations in a significant way in the middle of a year, and then probably fell back down to, you know, the mean. But I think you should be encouraged if you're a Cubs fan. I think they have a lot of good young players and a lot of players really to build around. Their system's good. They've got a lot of good young pitchers that are coming and that have already arrived. Justin Steele emerging as a Cy Young candidate is a really significant thing. And you know, like the bottom line, the Cubs always have money. They may not act like it sometimes, but they always have money to go get. And I think they will if they feel like they have foundational pieces to contend. They've always been able to go get pieces that they need. Players love playing in Chicago. They love being at Wrigley. I mean, Dansby Swanson's comments, you know, talking about just the idea of playing at Wrigley Field and then having the chance to do that and it living up to everything he thought it would be. I mean, that resonates with him. You should be encouraged if you're a Cubs fan. I think as a White Sox fan, you know, you needed to rip that Band-Aid off, and they made the necessary changes. That front office has been there a while and probably still writing off the 2005 World Series. So I'm a big fan of Chris, and I think he's going to do a great job. He's a tireless worker. He's got a lot of that Kansas City Royals back when they were making a run in the World Series, those back-to-back years. He's got a lot of that in him, that DNA in him. He's very close with Dayton Moore. So, you know, I think he'll do a great job. And, you know, they've kind of got some pieces that they could probably flip pretty quickly. I don't know. They're going to need a culture change there, which, you know, could happen as early as next year, but probably feels like a couple of years on a rebuild. But also a team that, you know, they don't ever give out a lot of big contracts, but they can certainly go take flyers on 1 and 2 year deals with players that want to prove themselves. And, you know, they could probably throw something together pretty quickly if they wanted to.
Well, BA, thanks so much for your time. I know it's a busy time of year for you, and I appreciate a few minutes.
Of course. Good to be with you, Andy.
As Brian Anderson of the Brewers and of TBS will be calling a weekend game Saturday, that is, against the Braves and the Phillies in the NLDS. We'll have more coming up here in just a moment on 720 WGN.